Hello, I'm James Dennis Stringer. Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical, The King and I, is often regarded as one of the best of its medium, but few people even know it is based on a true story. From one account or another, it has been adapted two additional times. Once in 1946 under the title Anna and the King of Siam, and most recently in 1999, simply as Anna and the King, which is the film we focus on this week. The year is 1862. Widowed English schoolteacher Anna Leon Owens is hired by King Mongkut of Siam to educate his heir, and on arrival with her son Louis, quickly finds herself teaching all of his children and companions. An alliance gradually forms between these people of two different worlds, but the possibility of war between Siam and her colonized neighbors grows with each passing day, and a forbidden romance between the king's newest bride, Lady Toptim, and her childhood friend could burn all that these two have accomplished. The film is expertly directed by Andy Tennant, a filmmaker most often known for romantic comedies like Sweet Home Alabama and Hitch. But this came just after he did Ever After, the brilliant retelling of Cinderella, and it's a shame this film was his last costume drama, as he could easily do it all with the finesse of David Lean. His cast is to be marveled at, led jointly by Jodie Foster, cast note perfectly as Anna with a flawless English accent, and Chow Yun-fat in his first international picture as Mongkut. The love felt between these two is palpable, with all their growing, suppressed feelings bleeding over into the audience watching. Their lips never touch, in fact, they barely come into physical contact at all, but instead act with their eyes, which is praise heard often but rarely spoken truthfully since the end of the silent era. Foster gives the finest performance of her post-Silence of the Lambs career, perhaps of her entire career, and Yun-fat becomes a worldwide star within seconds of his appearance, and all this 1 year before he did Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Supporting cast members are also at their best. Bai Ling plays Toptim with all the tenderness of a delicate flower, but brimming with strength when it counts. Randall Duk Kim, supporting heavy of action movies all across the globe, plays Alak, general of the Siamese military, who fights Anna's influence over the king tooth and nail. Also brilliant is Tom Felton, future bad boy of the Harry Potter films, as Louis, who is far more than a distraction for any children brought to the cinema, by mistake, and is far better shaped as a character in this than in The King and I. In fact, while seeing this may ruin any love you have for The King and I, it's actually handy to be familiar with it before seeing Anna and the King, as the former gives you a good grounding in the story, while the latter fleshes out the characters, making them more than players on a stage and turning them into real people. Only a handful of other films I know of do that, and they will be chronicled in good time. So until then, with my highest recommendation, I hope you enjoy Anna and the King. Anna and the King is streaming on Hulu in the United States and Disney Plus in the United Kingdom, and can also be found on DVD from 20th Century Studios, through online retailers, or your local library.